Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another exciting episode of Bone Throwers Theater. I am Carlin, normally playing Dran Renner.
We're going to do a lot of other characters today, though.
Well, mainly one.
Mainly one, that's right.
I'm Stephanie. I'll be playing Miranda Kristoff in all the various stages of her life.
I think this episode could be called The Agony and Ecstasy of Miranda Kristoff.
Sounds weird.
That does sound weird. I'm Jeff. I normally play Sergeant Willis Masters.
Oh no, Jeff. Look at his paper.
Jeremy playing, not this time, but usually playing Captain Orion James.
Johnny, I usually play Professor Edric Farthings.
And today you're just playing extras.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, previously on Bone Throwers Theater, we heard the tragic story of Orion James and how he wound up signing up to go on Away Team Beta. Now it is time to hear Miranda's tragic story.
And how she wound up in the boat she's in.
Yes. And it's definitely not the love boat. So
she's got no paddles.
The ex-lover.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, where would you like to start today?
I'm actually going to follow the same sort of chronological pattern and start with Miranda's childhood.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not quite as happy as Orion's. We're actually going to start out with the death of her mother to cancer.
Okay, well.
Space cancer.
Spancer.
Spancer.
I'm editing this out.
There are no bees in outer space.
To listen to it.
Oh gosh.
They would hate you all.
We've touched on pedophilia, suicide, cancer. This game just goes places. All right. Anyway.
The way I pictured us doing it is that Miranda's going to actually be pretty young when her mother passes away. I would say
elementary school age.
Five. She's five. She grew up essentially without a mother. She very vaguely remembers her mother. So I figure if she was not there when her mother passed away, this scene would be her father breaking it to her and her older brother, Jared.
Would this be something like her mom or her dad waking her up and telling her? Or would this be like something where they're sitting together in the family room?
They're probably with a babysitter when their dad comes home from the hospital. So
who wants to play the babysitter?
I will.
Okay, Jeff.
That was Jeff, by the way.
And I don't have an idea exactly for how much older Jared is than Miranda, so Jeremy, you're Jared. You decide.
2 years older.
Okay.
Jared will be seven. All right, kids, time for bed. Wait, we started, right?
Well, now we did.
Who's the dad?
The dad, yeah.
Johnny, do you want to be the dad?
Johnny, sure. Will you be my dad?
All little kids think I am.
It's because of the beard. Anyway.
All right, Jeff. Jeff, just continue. So we're serious now.
We're serious now.
Are we ever?
All right, so babysitter's prepping dinner. Food's ready, kids.
What is it?
Poison, get over here.
I love poison.
I don't like poison.
Yes, you do.
It's cherry flavored poison. Get over here.
Ooh.
What's cherries?
I don't know. Get over here.
Hey, Jared. Catch!
Ow! Did you see that?
No. Get in here. It's dinner time.
Come and make me. Running up the steps.
Close. Slam. And walks to Dad. Kids, we need to talk.
Hi, Daddy.
Is it about poison?
No.
They're a horrible band.
He was going to give us poison for dinner.
Sounds good. Please, come sit down. As you know, your mother's been sick for a while.
Did you give her the picture I drew her?
I did. And... well,
did she like it?
Well, she is never going to be coming home again. I don't know how to tell this to you all, but the sickness has taken your mother away from us.
Well, did she move to another station?
No, honey. She's passed on.
What do you mean?
Jared stands up. He's like, that means she's dead! And throws something and breaks the window.
Jared, I understand you're upset. Please don't break things.
He goes storming off upstairs.
Daddy, I want to go with Mommy.
Can't do that, honey.
Why?
I'm afraid you're never going to see her again.
All right, come on. Let's put you to bed.
Go away. I want Mommy.
What you can do now to help your mother is to learn how to solve the sickness that killed her so that you can help other people in her situation.
How?
Figure out how to solve the problem. I can't tell you. I'm not a doctor.
See?
Sure.
Oh, man.
Why not have that be inspiration?
Solve the problem.
Just sounded like Edric Farthing's.
A little bit. Anyway. So what do you want to do now for your next scene?
Next scene, I would actually like it to be of her in med school. And I kind of pictured this as the scene where she meets Michael, but it is pretty much in tandem with her breaking up with her previous boyfriend at a party. Yeah, essentially. And she's kind of, surprisingly, actually a bit of a party girl. So, in med school.
So this is first meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I be the sound system?
Sure.
It was a joke.
Cameron, this is a future.
Pew pew pew. I guess pew, pew. Carlin, you're playing Michael. Who wants to be my ex-boyfriend?
Is your ex-boyfriend Blease Euros?
Dun dun dun!
No, that was a different station, wasn't it?
He could have moved.
Yep. Travel.
You could have
space.
You could have. Yeah. You could have gone to a different station for college, trying to get away from home for a little bit. Yeah, sure.
Okay. We could do that.
Who's going to be Blease?
Whoever's
Blease. Go ahead, break up with me. I'm just going to get killed in a few years.
Whoever's Blease is going to have to be Blease later, I would assume. Well, not necessarily.
I mean, I was thinking that I was going to be reprising Blease.
Okay, well then, you're Blease. Do it.
Oh, great.
Thanks.
So we're actually playing that this is Blaze Europe.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So the question is, am I going to be done with him because he stole my test answers?
It's a small space after all.
Oh. Wait, Blaze did? And that's why you guys are breaking up?
Maybe.
I didn't steal your test answers. We collaborated together.
Oh, is that what they're calling what we did?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great collaboration.
Yeah, well, if you think it was.
What? Are you saying something about me?
I'm just saying it wasn't quite as good for me, sweetheart.
You got good grades on all your tests.
That's not what I was saying wasn't as good. Get the hint, buddy. You're a little small.
You're small.
So while this is going on, there's like music and it's like a party.
Yeah,
and
some random passing. Comes up.
Michael comes up and he's just like, hey, no fighting at this party.
You know what?
Shots. And he's got like a tray of shots.
Oh, okay, I'll take
it's like shots. Thanks.
Someone comes up. Hey, Blaze. Someone said that you brought the beer, but someone else is saying that was theirs.
Hey, honey, shut up. We're having a fight here.
Where's your beer?
I'll show you my beer.
Oh, you appear to be unimpressed.
Oh. Hey, there's something better over here. Let's go.
It throws his cup of beer in your face.
And Michael just kind of steps up and's like, whoa, we don't do that here.
You know what? Screw you!
No, you can leave.
Is this your party?
Hey, sweetie, please. You heard
the Actually, the funny thing is, this is my party. So, Brock! This
yo,
big...
yo.
Can you
now, please?
Can you escort this loser out of here? He's starting some fights.
Please, you saw something up here? Look, it's her. Everything is...
Look, you two have been fighting for months now. Just take it outside.
You know what? I'm through with you.
Thank God.
You can just vac yourself and die.
Well, you know, it might be a little better for me.
It's obvious that this guy can't handle a strong, opinionated woman.
Come on, please, let's take it outside.
Stay off me, Brock. You touch me, so help me God, I will ram your face through your rectum.
And then Michael...
Not cool, dude, not cool.
Michael just... quickly punches Blaze in the face.
Oh! Dude.
My party? At my party? I don't think so.
Oh, he did not do that!
Screw you, Hainsworth! I'm out of here!
Hey, man, nice right hook.
I try. What, you?
Yeah,
you
actually,
fight?
Yeah, I do some kickboxing.
Well, I guess maybe I should have just stood aside and see what you could do.
Yeah, well, you know. He's not worth it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem worth it. Like I said, seems like the guy can't appreciate a strong, opinionated woman.
Yeah, well, you're a sweet talker. Nice party, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good time. Want some more shots?
Yeah, sure.
It's on the house.
Sweet.
Everything's free, though.
And see.
Seems like a good team.
I liked it. That was fun.
Okay. What was the... Let's see. I can't remember what the next scene was.
Well, weren't we talking about, you know, Michael, Hainsworth, and Miranda, Kristoff? They send out the wedding invitations. They exchange the vows. They live happily ever after, right?
Not so much.
Really? What goes wrong?
Well, you know, Miranda starts getting into her career and everything. She's working long hours at the hospital. She finally has her residency. And Michael starts wanting something a little more than the nice house and the nice, you know, neighborhood and the nice careers. So he starts pushing a little bit for that.
He's looking for something specific?
Yeah.
Two kids and a dog?
Something like that. You know, space dog.
Space dog? So like the Jetsons.
Right.
Space
Jetsons. Robot dog. But, So I figure, we can do a scene where Miranda comes home from, you know, like a really long, I don't know, 32-hour shift at the hospital. And Michael's been dropping hints for a while now, and she catches on and doesn't so much like it. Maybe we have a kind of a tense scene.
Okay. So Michael, your wife works these incredibly long hours.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming your job is much less demanding than that.
He's a consultant.
So, yeah. I mean, you pretty much work from home. Do you make your own hours, that type of thing?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, how do you feel about your wife working such long hours?
Well, it kind of makes it hard to have a comfy home life.
Yeah. You know?
That's about it. Like to spend some, you know, quality time with my lady.
Yeah. Well, it looks like she's coming home. Do you have, like, dinner prepared for her, or?
Made up some Hot Pockets.
Very romantic.
Some side of canned green beans.
Well, this is space food. That actually is, like, quality cuisine.
Chalky ice cream.
Right. Yeah. Space ice cream. Yeah, you know, freeze-dried, dehydrated stuff.
Come on, we got full hydroponics bay.
Yeah.
So, Miranda is coming home then?
Mm-hmm. I figure she comes through the door with a paper bag with, like, a few groceries and a couple bottles of wine sticking out of it. And she's like, hon, I'm home. I'm gonna put these down and go get in the shower.
Okay, I'll join you in a minute.
No, really, I'll be real quick.
No, I mean, so will I.
Whatever. And so she goes to the bathroom. Does her thing.
Showers.
Yeah.
Space showers.
Yeah, right.
I want a sonic shower.
Yeah, nice little quick sonic shower, she's done.
So she comes out. Oh, honey, I prepared some Hot Pockets and canned green beans.
You know what? I'm actually really tired. I'm not very hungry. I think maybe I'll just have a glass of wine and go to bed.
You know, I was kind of looking forward to spending a little quality time.
I'm sorry, hon. I've been on my feet all day.
Well, you don't have to be. We can just lay in bed together. See what happens.
I'm going to fall asleep. That's what's going to happen.
Well, just have a little wine, relax, and see when you just, you know.
Sweetie, can't we, like, just wait
He moves up to her and he's, like, kind of, like, coming behind her and, like, rubbing up the sides of her body and, like, kissing her on the neck.
Stop. Listen, seriously.
What?
I'm not in the mood.
When is the right time for you to be in the mood?
Maybe not when I just got off a 32-hour shift.
But you're always getting off of those types of shifts.
Well, that comes with the job.
Can't you, I don't know, transfer somewhere that doesn't work you so hard?
And throw away all the work I've been doing?
This is your choice. What kind of family life are we trying to create?
What do you mean family life? I mean
family.
Are you trying to say something?
I don't want just our robo-dog. I want to have maybe a child. I don't know. Some sort of spawn of yours and mine.
Wait a minute. So is that what all of this has been about?
Yeah,
like,
I want
the nice dinners and the all the, like, touchy-feely, trying to make things romantic? Is it been... You want a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about it a few times.
Well, yeah, but I thought we were going to wait a while.
Wait a while?
Make sure we were established in our careers and everything.
We've been married for 6 years. Is that accurate?
Sure.
Okay. Now it is.
I mean, you only graduated 4 years ago. You still need to, you know, work on your career. I'm just barely settling into my residency. I mean, what kind of a mom would I make working through 32-hour shifts?
That's why I'm asking, can't you go somewhere else where maybe the staffing is a little bit better so you don't have to be working so much?
I have to work this much to advance my career.
Okay.
Maybe when we, you know, when I've gotten to a place where I'm a little more secure on the footing, you know, I mean, Dr. Barclay, he's been outshining me in several areas, and I'm afraid he's going to get the next promotion, so I just...
There needs to be a point where you look at your career and you look at your home life, and you need to decide what's more important to you. Is it what's here or what's there? Because I know you, and I know your drive, and you're not going to stop until you're the best at every single thing out there. But I say to you, this is time to kind of let that stuff go. Do you want to enjoy your life, or do you want to continue to fight and fight and fight and never get what you want?
You know, I don't think this is about me. I think this is about you being selfish. I'm perfectly happy with what we have.
How is this selfish? One of the most unselfish things you can do is bring a child into the space.
Right. Well, maybe you just want somebody around who's going to pay more attention to you.
I don't think that's accurate. I think you're way off base, and I think that someone's a little cranky because they've been working long hours, and maybe someone is PMSing.
Well, then maybe somebody else needs to not be attacking me the minute I walk in the door after working those long hours. Fine. Maybe somebody else could be kind of sensitive about the fact that I've been on my feet for 32 hours.
I made Hot Pockets and canned green beans.
Good for you. Enjoy them.
Fine, I will. And they walk separate directions.
Yep. She gets her wine, and then you hear the bedroom door shut.
And scene.
Man.
Everyone take note. Romance.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Is that another shirt?
Yeah, that's another shirt.
Romance. It's actually... Hot Pockets and canned green beans.
Looks like the green beans are not just like a... out of the can, like, they're actually in the shape of the can, just like the cylinder.
Or better yet, it's just a can and it's got green beans inside of a little heart.
And there's a glass of wine next to it, two candles, and a pregnancy test.
Anyway.
That's the joke.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Okay. So, needless to say, that is going to develop further into the next scene.
Counseling.
Yeah, a little bit of marriage counseling. Things have gotten kind of rocky. That argument that they just had has become a nightly thing. And Miranda pushes for them to go and see a counselor because Michael has started to get a little bit distant. And instead of arguing anymore, he's just kind of not talking to her anymore. So she suggests that they go and see a counselor. And this can be their, I don't know, first, third, what?
I think they're a good 12 weeks into the sessions.
Okay.
You've gotten past the he said, she said part of the counseling.
Right.
And now you're, like, involved in role-playing, trying to work through...
role-playing within a role-playing game.
It's a little meta, but, you know, think of what would actually happen in a counseling situation, so... Who wants to be the counselor?
I know you do.
I think you'd be the best one.
An innocent face.
To be the counselor.
All right, fine. Since this has been forced upon me, let me get into character. Well, I see that we're now sitting for those in podcast land. I have pulled my glasses down to the tip of my nose. And I have a pad of paper.
And he actually has transformed suddenly.
Oh my goodness. I turned away and turned back into a different person.
I can't see anything.
Should make your notes interesting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Squiggle, 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 line, squiggle, line.
Cantaloupe. It's my grocery list.
Anyway.
Well, I see that at least the two of you are now sitting on the same couch. That's a good step in counseling, that you can actually choose to be so physically close to each other. Miranda, I mean, have you thought about what we were talking about last time with making a list of things that you can think of that are positive about Michael?
Yeah, actually, I made a bunch of them. It's kind of lengthy. Do you want to see it?
Oh, absolutely. Would you mind reading some of it to us? Because, I mean, if I just see it, then I see it. But if you read it to us, then Michael here will be able to understand how close you are feeling to him. And just, you know, the positive things that you think that you and him have together and the strengths that your relationship has.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, Michael, some of the positive things that I came up with are that you're a very dedicated husband. And I love how caring you are about me and about our friends and, you know, our family. My dad has said that he considers you a son. And Jared, the first time he met you, said that he was impressed with you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really special.
Yeah. So,
don't you think that's special, Michael?
Not particularly.
Now, we're talking about your family a lot here, Miranda. How do you personally feel about Michael?
I think
that amount of hesitation, I think, says it all. Don't you think?
Hold on, I was just thinking.
Give her some time. A lot of people need a few moments to get their thought together, to process what they're feeling emotionally. You can't rush this process, Michael. You actually have to let her feel what's inside and be able to quantify it and put it into words. So, yeah. Please, if you could just be a little patient. I would love to hear your side of this.
The thing is, she's going to need upwards.
Well, at the moment, I'm feeling a little annoyed.
She's going to need upwards positive of 6 years to get that figured out.
Okay. All right. Can we just at least have a little more positivity in the room, please? Miranda, please. Find your happy spot.
Yeah, that's usually, you know, at the bottom of a bottle.
Michael, you can have your turn to talk.
Screw
in a moment.
You. Yeah, or maybe not.
Yeah, well.
Ever again.
Well, that's not been happening anyway, so.
You know what I was gonna say is that you're a very neat person, that you always keep the house real nice and clean, but now I'm realizing that's just because you are just such a sterile personality.
Okay.
I think what it really comes down to is I'm the only one doing anything around the house. I'm the only one ever putting anything
into
the relationship.
Well, who do you think's paying for it, Michael?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that money was everything.
Well, try going without for a few years. Try living the way I did as a kid.
I would have rather done that than end up here.
Oh, really? I'm sure. Says the guy who his entire education was paid for by his wife.
I remember when we met in college.
You know, guys, it seems like we're regressing here. If you have something positive to say about your college experience, I believe that we would all love to hear this, but...
Shut up, Derek. Are you kidding me with this? I don't even know why we're coming to these stupid things anyway. It's pretty obvious where this is headed.
Really? Why don't you tell me?
That's just something you'll have to find out later.
What is that supposed to mean, Michael?
I guess I get to be the one to say, I'm tired and cranky, so I'm gonna leave, and you can just boo-hoo by yourself here. And then Michael gets up and just walks out and slams the door.
Okay, so that session was a little shorter than normal.
Well, you noticing a trend there?
Is there anything that you want to talk to me about? Just, you know, to get some stuff off of your chest at the moment?
I don't know. Work's been crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's, like, the marriage or whatever, but mm-hmm. I'm starting to notice that there's just really not a lot of people I can talk to about this stuff.
Do you think that you distance yourself from others a lot?
Is that a loaded question?
No.
The door opens while you're talking, and Michael's come back, and he sticks his head in, and he goes, by the way, I'm taking the car, so you're going to have to find your own way home. And then slams the door and leaves. It's the space car.
The hover cart.
A little shuttle.
Drives through the station.
Yeah, it's like a hovering golf cart.
Well, great.
The lunar rover.
Hey, Doc, this is your last appointment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I get a ride?
Sure, anywhere you want to go.
Well, I actually have to be at work in a couple hours, so if you could just drop me off at the hospital, then.
Don't you think that you might spend a little too much time there? I mean, Michael has said over and over that you do work.
Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I actually, like, need to be going now. So, I mean, I'll pay the full session, but I need to go. So, can we get on the road?
All right, then.
See.
And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue on with the Miranda-sode.
The Miranda-sode.
Pokey dice and ancient systems are no match for a good D6 by your side. I'm Daniel.
I'm Don, and we're shooting Womp Rest, the only Star Wars podcast ever.
We bring life back to a, quote, dead game. It may not be in print anymore, but it's still the best role-playing system out there to us.
Now, we scour the internet looking for fresh information, conversions, and topics, and we discuss them every week.
Listen to us each Thursday at thetablegames.com/shootingwomprats.
Hello, I'm Matthew Kay.
And I'm Joshua Hanlon, and we're the host of the Beyond the Brick podcast, the podcast for LEGO fans.
Join us weekly as we interview some of the world's most talented adult fans of LEGO and discuss the latest news in the LEGO community.
You know, the funny thing is, now that we're back, is no one has made any jokes about reading people their Miranda rights.
Mm-hmm.
But, shh.
This whole time.
That is impressive, as many puns as we've had.
Think about it. I mean,
yeah.
I think we, after last session, somewhere subconsciously decided not to do puns.
Yeah.
They were so bad.
Yeah, last time. All the B ones were pretty
time,
bad.
Guys.
The B puns were bad.
The tree puns, however.
See, you just didn't
flourished.
Believe enough.
God. No. No, Jordan.
See, it's too put together.
You are fired as my counselor.
Leave.
You've got to belief in yourself.
It's bad. It hurts.
Okay.
So, Carlin, want to do some more screaming?
Yeah.
All right, I think it's time for Carlin to make, for Michael to make good on that promise he made to let it come out later, what he was going to inform her of.
So is this a situation where Miranda comes home and there is a packet of papers sitting at her spot at the kitchen table?
Yes.
And Michael is there. He's there. But he's, like, sitting at the couch watching space TV.
Right.
What's on space TV?
Space cops. Bad boys.
Space hockey.
It's a documentary on, like, colonization.
The Sci-Fi Channel is what life would be on Earth.
Yeah. No, it's the Sci-Fi Channel's made for TV movie Shark Steroid.
I like that one. We're keeping it. Shark Steroid.
Another t-shirt. Shark Steroid.
So Miranda comes back and there's the packet of papers there and he's just sitting. So when Miranda walks in...
You get to sign.
Michael? Hey.
What?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, something came for you in the mail. It's at your spot.
Okay. She goes to open it. How was your day?
Read your mail.
Okay. Mine was fine, thanks. What is this? Are these divorce papers?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really crappy way to tell me.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cold, about par for your personality, so I figured just do it this way.
You know, you never used to think my personality was cold.
Yeah, until you decided to start ignoring me and not want to have children, which has pretty much been the plan from day one.
I never lied to you.
It seems like you have.
Well, that was all in your head.
I think if you think back, you'll realize who you were, who you are, two very different people.
That's not true.
And who we were, and who we are now. Very different. I don't think this is healthy anymore. So, I think we...
Well, yeah, but that's why we're going to counseling. Listen, just...
You believe in counseling? Show. You believe in that crap? Yeah, Derek. That...
You know what?
Glasses at the tip of his nose. Not helpful at all. Derek. You think he's going to solve any sort of issues we have?
Well, that guy, he might if you gave him a chance.
That guy's been divorced 5 times. Newsflash. What do you think he knows about counseling?
My major's in veterinary counseling.
You know, I mean, at least I'm willing to try, though.
Look, the issue is this isn't healthy anymore. And...
Well, when something's not healthy, you make it better. Why aren't you willing to try?
Because I'm going to make my life better. Because I realized I tried to make our life better. And that was a one-sided deal. So I can't do that.
No, you tried to make our life involve a baby. You haven't tried to make it better.
But that's what my life is leading to. That's what I've always wanted. And we never even... You won't even discuss it. You won't even be open to it.
I just said wait.
But when does the waiting stop? It's been wait all the time.
I've only been married 6 years.
It's too long. It's not enough. And the other thing is, you think I want to bring a child into this kind of tension? This isn't going to change. This dynamic is so screwed up that it's not healthy.
Well, then, what do you want, Michael? You want a divorce? You want to go our separate ways? You want to be alone?
I'm not going to be alone. And that's the other thing.
Excuse me?
I found someone else.
You found someone else?
I found someone else, and...
When did this happen?
Recently, we're already ready to start the chapter in my life that I've been looking for.
You son of a Jacques. Are you telling me that you've been with somebody... Hold on, let's think about this. Long enough to impregnate her? I am assuming it's a her, right?
Yes. Her name's Cassiopeia.
Your secretary?
Okay, you've met her once or twice.
Yeah.
She's a good woman.
I don't... B.S.? A good woman? She's sleeping with a married man.
Okay, first of all, you can be mad at me, but you cannot be mad at her.
Hell yes I can.
Okay, look. I'm the one in the marriage. She's not. Leave her alone. She has nothing to do with it.
She has everything to do with it. How long has this been going on, Michael? Tell me. How long? When did it start?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Were you dating her before the divorce papers? Yes. Were you dating her before we went to counseling? I'm gonna take that as a yes. Before you moved out? How long? Tell me how long, Michael.
I don't know, on and off for the last year.
Get out.
That's fine.
Get out. Now, get out and take your friggin' divorce papers with you.
Well, you're gonna have to sign those.
Screw you!
She scribbles down RoboDog and throws him at him. And that seems like a good place to end that scene.
Good job, Carlin. Good job, Stephanie. I felt the tension.
Thank you.
Jeff and Jeremy were both, during the whole exchange, they would look at Carlin when he was speaking, then look at me when I was, like, very pointedly. I'm like, gosh, stop it.
Can I play Cassiopeia?
Yes, Johnny, you may play Cassiopeia.
Can men get pregnant in space? Can men get pregnant in space?
Oh, I wish.
They can, yeah. Well, what?
We're playing Junior here?
Sure, I mean, like...
Wow, that's not a bad movie.
The magic of cloning and...
It is a she, right? And I'm like, oh, this is great, I want to live in space.
No, because he didn't say that
it's the whole seahorse thing.
Oh, man, yeah. There you go, space seahorses.
Okay.
By the way, that was Kim, everybody. Jeremy's wife is our live studio audience this time.
Right.
So, is there now going to be a scene where there's where a lit Miranda shows up at a function where Michael is with Cassiopeia?
Dude, I think Miranda should Plaster. Show up drunk.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's
yeah.
what I mean by lit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She knows she lit as in upset.
I don't, yeah. I was thinking lit as in like hammered. Ready to make war.
Hammered, wasted, drunk.
Gotcha. Okay.
Smashed.
You know,
we all know Miranda gets in a fighting mood when she drinks.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Cassiopeia is not a fighter.
Let's see if we have common secretary on our stat list.
I'm going to go for no.
Wait, she's uncommon. Wit, she's
one. Rich. Charm, seven. Yes.
I see. No, there's no common secretary, but there is a common janitor for some reason.
There is a dame in distress.
Yeah, that would be Cassiopeia.
She's gonna be, or at least in labor.
Okay. Well, anyway,
everything's a one except for charm.
Yes. Except no. Wit is 2D. Agility is 2D. Charm is 2D.
Knock down her agility.
No,
she's
wit has to be 2D.
Very pregnant.
Typing.
Yeah. Fingers are very agile. All right.
Charm is like 5.
So I'm trying to think, like, I kind of want to show how rich she is. So maybe this is a benefit that her family is throwing.
Okay.
What?
Wait, who?
Give it to me.
Do you want to play a mystery character?
I want to play Abigail.
Oh. Cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Miranda was drunk, so
she's not gonna remember it.
But Abigail does.
Oh. This is getting good.
I could just see Jeff now breaking out his popcorn and his Ben and Jerry's and his teddy bear.
Yep.
And
his night pants. Night pants.
Oh. You know who else I would like to be there is the Admiral.
Okay.
So throwing some big names at this benefit. So Admiral James.
He would be a big name in
his
kind of community.
Right.
Well, hold on, it's the orbital commune though.
Yeah, so he wouldn't be there.
No. Bummer.
And Willis Masters' his family is a little on the redneck side to be attending.
Space hillbillies.
We wouldn't be there.
Do they live in a space double wide?
It's two asteroids. Welded together.
Nice.
Okay. Dran, where are you from?
It's from the Lunar Alliance Station.
Right.
But was at the Orbital Commune for training. That's where he, yeah.
So maybe he's there?
He could have been at that point. Who knows?
Well,
except for you'd enjoy that show.
You'd be playing two people there.
And also, I think that Dranny would have
remembered Miranda. Yeah.
Or you can just say that Dran was like there, not in the scene, but like there in the background. Didn't you know?
All right, for that matter, Farthings was from Orbital Commune, so he could have been.
Farthings could be at the party. Or representing the university. Katie O'Donnell.
That was her name.
We kept calling her Velma. It was like, what was her name? I don't know. We know Bernard and Walter.
And Velma.
And Velma.
Katie O'Donnell.
Katie.
Okay.
So Katie could be there.
Katie's rich.
Okay, so that's this benefit. And Michael and Cassiopeia are dancing together, slow dancing. And Cassiopeia is like way showing. She's like very, very pregnant.
Slow dancing music.
Man, so how music in space sounds terrible.
Did you just fart on me?
Speaking of music in space, that's a new band that's coming out. Did you fart on me?
Put your feet under me.
Crutch and I put them behind you, and then you sat back on them.
Anyway,
I moved
anyways,
out from under me.
How far is this in reference to the mission start?
I would
just
about a year and a half before the mission.
This is pretty soon because Michael's going to send note for you. Michael's going to send her the letter essentially saying, hey, I'm sorry things ended the way they did.
Come to the wedding.
Well, the wedding invitation arrives on the night before the thing. But so he's going to send her shortly after this. He's going to send her the letter saying, I'm sorry things ended the way they did.
Okay.
I hope we can,
be friends. So this is maybe a couple weeks before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few weeks before.
Have you already decided to go to?
I would say a month.
That's a few weeks.
Or two, yeah.
4 to 6 weeks
before. Yes, she has already decided.
To go.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So Michael and Cassiopeia are dancing.
Mm-hmm. Who's playing who?
I'm Cassiopeia.
The Admiral Jane.
I'm Cassiopeia.
That'll be interesting.
Johnny's
Admiral
Cassiopeia.
James.
He's
not going to be there.
Oh, wrong. Right. I'm sorry. Nah. Okay. So Cassiopeia, Michael Hainsworth.
And disordered.
Abigail
Winters. Okay. Here we go. Ching ching. All right. So Miranda essentially kind of let herself in. And has been skulking over by the buffet, looking.
Ooh, shrimp tempura.
No, she's not eating.
Where do they get shrimp in space?
Don't ask.
Space shrimp. And essentially she spots, you know what? No. Abigail starts up a conversation with her while she's looking for Michael and Cassiopeia.
Okay. All right.
So she's standing there, like, drinking liquid courage, trying to zero in on her targets.
Abigail, you're in uniform, I'm assuming? You're dressed uniform? Because this would be a...
Yeah,
I thought this was a family function.
Well, it's sponsored by
family,
so...
throwing a benefit.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right.
You are the token representative of the military from the family.
Okay. All right. I'm in uniform.
Okay.
So, slow down there, ma'am. You're knocking them back like...
Don't worry about it, I'm Irish.
Yeah, but you're also 5 foot nothing.
Honey, doesn't matter. Trust me.
Oh, okay. So, do you know the couple?
You could say that.
Michael, let me introduce you to my cousin, Abigail.
That's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Your cousin, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh. All right.
Now, you might want to warn her. She's getting into you. But the Michael, he's a real LeBeau.
Oh, Abigail.
Righty then.
Yeah. I think I've officially introduced you to Michael. You know, we're engaged now.
Yes, I did get the invite.
Yes.
Hello, Abigail. Oh,
how exciting for you. He actually gave you a ring before he, you know, had you pop out his
chair. Miranda, I'm so glad to see you here.
Oh, hi, Cassiopeia. Hey.
Miranda. Looking real fat. Good of you to show. Okay.
I know.
Let's not go there. I know.
Well, you already went there, apparently. How far along are you again?
Okay.
To infinity.
How many drinks have you had tonight?
I've counted about eight.
Six more, huh?
Yeah, it's
a wedding. It's a wedding, that is. I mean, considering how big his head is, you are definitely going to tear, sweetheart. You might just want to go for a C-section, like, right away.
Do they still do natural? I wasn't aware.
Well, in your case, probably not.
Miranda, I think you might want to just go home. I think you've had
a little too much. You know, I think you've given up the right to tell me what I want to do.
I think you've had a little too much, and I think you need to go home. I will get you a space cab.
Oh, don't bother. Don't try to play like you're the nice guy here. Cassiopeia, by the way, how long were you banging my husband before we actually got divorced?
I'm sorry.
Abigail, right? You didn't know? Yeah, he was mine first. Yeah, so, you know.
This is not the best first impression. Please excuse my ex-wife.
First impression. Only thing he's good at.
She is hammered.
Let me tell you.
I need to sit down.
Mr. Hainsworth, it was nice to meet you.
You need to sit down. Well, I don't know if you heard, I've got a pretty big mission to get
prepared for.
The women in his family tend to have early labor.
I wish you guys well. I wish I could be there.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to exit this situation. Sorry to have met you under these circumstances.
There you go, telling other people what to do again. Have fun with that, yeah. At least you're not married.
Miranda,
him, you poor
I heard
girl.
That you're going on the trip to the planet.
Abigail's already walked off and is sort of...
Yeah, my cousin Abigail...
I hope I never see her again.
My cousin Abigail's going on the same trip with you.
The same trip.
Yeah.
Okay. And Michael, grabs a server going by, and he's like, can you call a cab for her? She's
okay,
had...
Okay, hold on, dude. Hold on. Right. Thank you. Grabs another glass.
No. And Michael, grabs the glass from
her.
Hey,
stop!
It's like, you have had enough. And he puts it down on, the buffet table.
I have had more than enough, Michael. I've had enough of you. And she goes, punch him.
Michael, it's okay. My family is paying for it. She can drink as much as she wants. It's covered.
Miranda swings at Michael's face. And accidentally hits Cassiopeia.
Ah! Oh, my.
Oh, shh.
Michael slaps Miranda across the face. How dare you?
This way, man. This way.
No, you can't. Let go of me. Let me at him.
Yeah, get her out of here.
Let me.
She's causing a scene. She's hammered.
No, he ruined my life. Don't even think. You are gonna pay for this.
You're gonna pay for it.
Not in this lifetime.
I will make sure you are not gonna have a good career.
This way, man.
You will never have.
This way.
Let go. I'm not finished.
Get her out.
This way, man.
You.
Security
you
comes
thing.
Up behind.
Good luck with what you had to do.
Tased. Drags.
Scene.
High drama.
I like Cassiopeia.
She's so delightfully one-sided.
I'd be going for a big surprise.
We have time for one more scene.
Jared.
Yep.
Do you want to be Jared, Jeremy?
I will be Jared.
Jared?
Jeremy will be Jared. I can't even say that.
Jared.
Okay.
Jared B.
Jibby.
So this is awkward, having you go from a scene of being Abigail, all, flustered by the drunk person, to then having to be the drunk person's brother.
Right, well.
Yeah. The joys of role-playing.
Yep.
I think Miranda probably goes home to visit. She decides to get a change of scenery, so She goes home to visit Jared and her dad. So I figure her dad would be in the scene a little while.
Well, these bulkheads look sure a lot different than the other bulkheads.
Changing scenery.
Oh. Follow that one. So Jeff, you hear my dad?
Sure.
Okay, you're a military guy.
Military guy?
Yep.
Your dad was military?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So apparently I'm military.
Yep, but you're an easygoing military guy. I mean, you are from the orbital commune.
Fair enough. Fair enough. There's my little girl.
Hey, Daddy.
How you been?
I've been better.
Yeah. Sorry to hear about that.
We all heard.
Yeah, well. Pick the winner, huh?
Scoots the invite off the table. Puts it in his back pocket.
Doesn't notice.
Do you have a bottle of wine at this point, Miranda?
No. She's sober at the moment. She went to visit family.
So. How about giving your pops a hug?
Hey, Jared.
Hey.
All right, I'll go make some dinner. You two sit down here and talk.
All right. Thanks, Daddy.
Pop pockets.
Hot pockets and green beans.
Here I go.
I'm in love. Let's get it on.
How's the new post going, Jared?
Pretty good, actually. I think I dodged a bullet.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, there's people have been getting recruited for this mission. And a couple people from my company got pulled up.
Wait, what mission? Do you mean the one to the Earth?
Yeah.
Actually, I was gonna tell you, I'm going.
You're what?
I'm going. They needed a head medic, and I applied.
Do they need also a head case? Why would you sign up for that?
Jared, I mean, they need somebody good. I mean, obviously,
I know,
I'm the best in my field.
I know you're good, but no one wants to go on this mission. Everybody in my company was sweating bullets waiting for news if they were going to get called up. Some guy,
yeah,
some other sergeant named Masters almost cried when he got his orders.
Yeah, but that's the military side. I mean, you know, the civilian side, we're going to have a whole different leader. You know, it's going to be like a double-structured kind of thing. It'll be fine. It'll be an adventure, like the ones we used to read when we were growing up.
Those are stories. This is real.
Well, what do you think stories are based on?
Not reality, because the reality of this situation, it's a one-way ticket.
Well, it's not like I have a whole lot left.
Start something else.
Like what?
Don't run away from it. Start something else.
Run away, please. I'm running towards something. It's an adventure.
You're running not towards something. You're running away. And we all know what you're running away from.
What, Jared? Tell me.
Hot pockets and green beans.
Carla, stop.
Look,
singing
around here, it's a big deal. Everybody is aware of the marriage coming up. Everybody. Everybody and their uncle is getting an invitation to this thing.
Not everybody.
It's all right to be angry. It's all right to be hurt.
Oh, well, thank you for your permission for me to be angry at the man who cheated on me.
But when you start hurting yourself and putting yourself in harm's way, you are just running from the problem.
Please don't make a martyr out of me. That's not why I'm doing this. I mean, I haven't spent any time on the actual research side of things since I started my practice.
Maybe I can actually collect some samples. You know what? Maybe I can solve Mom's cancer. You don't know. Maybe I can save some other kid from having to grow up without their mom. Is this about Michael?
I'm just going to throw this out there because, you know, we've talked about it before. Is that why you don't want kids? It's because you're scared of bringing a kid.
I don't know.
Look, we were young, but we made it through. Okay.
Yeah, you did. Meanwhile, I'm a single, frigid bitch with a divorce and nothing but a robo-dog and a nice condo.
I'm a sergeant.
At least you have Jessica.
I'm a sergeant in the orbital commune. I'm not going anywhere. My excitement comes from whether or not I get chosen to go to a mission that is marked for death. We're making it.
I'm not okay with making it anymore. I'm not okay with making it big anymore. You know, my career's not making me happy. Michael made me happy. Or at least I thought he did.
Well, find something else that's not gonna kill you. It's gonna make you happy.
I intend to.
I think you're nuts.
Yeah, well, what else is new?
Thanks very much for listening to Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. The cast is Carlin, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, Jordan, and Stephanie. This podcast is released under our Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. Please feel free to share the podcast, but please do not modify it or attempt to gain financially from it. To find the show online, visit our site, bonethrowerstheater.com. Our Twitter feed is @BoneThrowersTheater, and our email address is BoneThrowersTheater@gmail.com. Join our social networks on Facebook and Google+. Podcast art was designed by Laura Tress and is used with her permission. Until next time, may the bones fall in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.